This is an NUT Radio podcast.
I do have Mr. Mzobe is here to tell us more about that. To Mr. Nhlakanipho Mzobe, Mlikazi, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's your first time at MET Radio, eh?
It's my first time with MET Radio, so I'm really happy.
Yeah, because still is bona lapha outside. Not even thinking. I'm sure you were not even thinking that namhlanje zoba se MET Radio.
You know. But then God said, namhlanje is the day.
Sila, so here I am. Definitely. It's one of many. Thank you so much, man, for joining us. The whole department is out in beautiful white t-shirts, Ignite 2030. Tell us more about the program eniyenzayo lapha ngaphandle for staff.
Thank you so much. So, namhlanje HRD uphumile ngobuningi babo because we are commemorating a World Wellness Day. Now, a World Wellness Day is a day whereby internationally we are encouraged to stop whatever we're doing and pay a particular focus on our wellness. Because as umhlaba, there are many issues that individuals are facing, whether it be mental health, whether it be issues of HIV/AIDS, whether it be ama burnout, whether it be ama issues, a lack of physical activity, ukujima, and so forth. So we're saying, let's look at these issues. See, focus on one day. Umhlaba wonke we say, people, focus on your health. And sonke sihlangene under the theme ebizwa ngeJoy Magenta, which is the Global Wellness Day theme.
Okay.
So try to find joy in your day. Namhlanje, it's a Friday. Try to find joy, whether that be bala something in your notebook, go to gym, or have a cup of coffee, or tawitandayo, but do something that will bring you joy, namhlanje, because we want you happy and your mental health is important.
Do something that will bring you joy is the message from Mr. Mzobe. Now, what is the significance of Global Wellness Day, and in particular, the importance of MUT to commemorate it?
Oh, thank you so much. So its significance, Uguti, as I've stated, Uguti, as individuals we face many health-related problems. So we don't find time in our everyday day-to-day time to see focus on these issues. So sati asithole usuku lodwa globally whereby we're saying try to look into your health because it is important. If you don't focus on your health, believe me, ezinye izinto they fall out. Obviously you cannot work if you're not healthy. So all things are others, they fall out if you don't focus on your health. So globally we're saying focus on your health, and then we try to bring our providers on this day to say easier because we want it to be convenient for when to get help.
Yeah, definitely. Tell us about the program now, what you guys are doing out there. Just tell us, explain the process. What are you guys doing? Staff must engage now. What can they expect?
Okay. Maungene gate in Zofiku HR Lapana in the white, beautiful Ignite t-shirts. Ubafika be jive lapana because man joy. They brought joy in namhlanje for abasebenzi. So ubafika be jive lapana go music and they're handing out some brochures that focus on particular topics that we chose. One of them being mental health, others being my health related issues like burnout, the stress, the HIV AIDS, as well as information about the flu and information from the medical aids, the services, the health. And together with the HR, we also have our providers out there like Ulaira SA, who is a EAP program provider. They focus on mental health. Okay. We also have Bonitas Medical Fund. We have Discovery Health. And we also have Simeka Health, which are our providers for our sebeinzi. So, lono sizo, silitile duzanik ba sebeinzi, ukuthi if ma utis katawus toli on your day-to-day to go and visit these providers as well as it does anywhere, so that as when attend the meeting, you must at 5 minutes. We are communicating.
Definitely. And now, how can our supervisors and nama you know the managers support our team members wabo in terms of mental health and support them in their mental health issues and all of that?
Yes. Unfortunately, not only in South Africa, but internationally, mental health is a stigma attached to it. So through Lama campaigns, what we're trying to do, we're trying to break that stigma. Umuntu should not suffer in silence in mental health. There is no shame in having mental health issues. And our mental health issues, they vary. So what we're saying is, now where you must be brave enough to voice out more my issues, and then obviously line manager wakuzo wazo kubona ukuthi uxhumana kanjani na uthakuthole lusizo. Even better line manager, now we also encourage line manager to notice certain behaviors kumsebenzi wakhe, because we are supposed to have that cordial relationship as an employee, no line manager wakho. So I should be able to notice ukuthi no nami akaphilile kahle namhlanje, nami what's going on, mhlawumbe disclose ekumele ukuthi no my car is having issues kanje noma I'm suffering from a burnout in Katel. Ulayele. Then I say, as line manager, okay, let me contact Ulayele because that's the designated provider at NUT. But how can they assist Unami? So my role as a line manager, Ukumani Sunami with the assistance she requires.
Definitely. Before I let you go, Mr. Mzobe, your final message now that you can leave the MET community about wellness, joy, and mental health. Yeah.
Thank you so much. The message I'm sharing now is simple. Ukuthi joy magenta, try to find joy in your day. Whether it's something simple as just grabbing a cup of coffee, but try to find joy. And again, take charge of your mental health. It's very important.
Mr. Mzobe, thank you so much for joining us on MET Radio. Really appreciate your time. And take time. And that's what you're saying.
Exactly.
Mr. Mhlakanipho Mzobe from the HRD department joining us on MET Radio this morning about the program. You can at North Campus, na main campus. Up until
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for joining us.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.